We're speaking with Tommy Hunter, the owner of Tommy's Restaurant in Kingston, and also the Smoke and Barrel just recently opened. And Tommy recently did some good deeds for those who are less fortunate. And Tommy, we appreciate you and what you do. How have you and your team handled this pandemic so far?
Well, I mean, so last March when shutdown first happened, we'd actually just placed our biggest food order of the year we had had a really busy week and we had Paddy's Day coming up. So one of our biggest food orders of the year came in, and then we went into shutdown and we were not at that point, we weren't on any ordering apps. We weren't positioned or marketing ourselves as a takeout restaurant. And we believed that it was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So we went ahead and shut down. But we had all this extra food in the restaurant. So, the first thing I did, I let my staff come in and do some grocery shopping because, them being out of work, I want to make sure that they're well fed. Got to take care of your people. And then my manager at the time, Chantel, and I, we just started cooking food. And, we started heading downtown. We noticed there was a homeless population that kind of made their way towards Spring Market Square. So we headed down there with cooked food and just started handing out meals. But we did find that we have more food than we could find people for. So that's when we called Homebase Housing and got in touch with them and kind of connected and with their outreach team. And from there, it just kind of grew into, we decided we wanted to do this more regularly, even when we ran out of our own food to use. So then we started looking towards the community for donations. So we started, we launched our Sharing the Caring program. So the way that works is someone can donate $5. They donate the $5 for a meal. Me and my team will cook the meal and Homebase Housing will deliver it. And we have been sending that out, doing that twice a week, sending out meals twice a week since then. And including, Ontario Real Estate here in the association here in Kingston, they actually donated 1,000. So as of right now, we're just over, I think, 2,900 meals sent out since the start of the pandemic, just with that program alone.
That's crazy. That's impressive. Really, it is. Man, that's pretty awesome. It seems like we handled it pretty darn good with the program we got going.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing all right. That first lockdown was definitely a rough go. I worked the first 50 days in the kitchen by myself just because, it was really slow and we weren't positioned as a takeout restaurant. And at the same time, I was trying to get the new restaurant, Smoke and Barrel, in the West End open. So that was a real, real challenge last spring for sure. We've adjusted, we've adapted, through all the changes, alcohol delivery being allowed, we're on the ordering apps now. We've repositioned ourselves to do takeout. So we're doing all right now. And it's enabled us to keep our hours, to extend our hours. So, I mean, we're open 10 a.m. till 1 a.m. Monday to Friday, and then 8:30 a.m. till 1 a.m. Saturday, Sunday. Now, I mean, it would make more fiscal sense for us to not open till 3 p.m., but being open longer means I can give my staff more hours and keep more of my people employed full-time or as close to it during this lockdown. So that's what we're doing.
And what has changed for you over the last year, either during the pandemic or just in life in general?
My wife and I had a daughter, so that's pretty awesome. She's sitting here right with me. business wise, we're now a very busy takeout restaurant, which is nice. And I'm always trying to look at the positive side of things. When we're back open and people are still filling my seats, I'm hoping we'll still do some good takeout business. And I'm hoping we come out of this stronger than before,
Yeah, let's hope for sure. Of course, you faced a lot of challenges and all that too. What's been the biggest one so far?
Oh, I gotta say, biggest challenge was getting the new restaurant open, Smoke and Barrel in the West End, getting that open. We were scheduled to open early March last year. Naturally, like any project, we were behind. We were behind schedule and over budget. And then March 16th, the whole, everything shut down. So that became that turned into a really big challenge. And trying to launch a new restaurant when people aren't able to come inside and see it, and, doing it strictly on takeout and delivery. Like Tommy's is, we just had our 10-year anniversary not almost a month ago now. So, you know, we've built at least a clientele base, but launching a brand new restaurant in the middle of a pandemic was definitely a challenge.